I wanted to start the show off talking about MSUM because I've been following the social media feeds that there's actual movement on this alumni center. And we got one of the big dogs in studio with us. I use Jack as like, maybe he'll come in studio if Jack's here. Gary Halgo is here, MSUM Vice President for University Advancement. Welcome to the KFGO studio.
Great to be here, Amy. Great to be here, Jack.
Good whenever to see I see you, which to you may be too often, I say, so is the Dragon Dome construction underway yet?
It's still in the thought process.
Okay.
The Dragon Dome? Well, what's the Dragon Dome?
I made it up.
Oh, what?
We were talking about the Alumni Center, and I proposed a dome.
Well, we have been having a good conversation on campus about indoor athletic and recreation facilities. It's actually part of our campus facilities master plan, so it is in progress.
More than, so it in addition to the Wellness Center? Or
yes, yeah, it would be an additional space next to the Nemzik Fieldhouse.
Oh, so, I see.
Yep, it would be akin to turf and track indoor facility
that
all
make
students
sense.
Could use clubs, rec sports,
yeah,
athletics. Yeah, be great.
That is much needed.
After
for
coming
sure.
off of 6 months of winter, I think we all understand the need.
I mean, we want to talk about alumni, but the most important part about being an alumni is thinking about the students that are coming next. And so when kids come to see a campus these days, you know, in my day, I remember being on Student Senate at MSUM and learning that students wanted a wellness center. And that was when we started the task force. And that's when we decided, that's when I was canvassing. I remember going door to door trying to convince people that we needed to shut down a one-way. We didn't get that done. But the wellness center did eventually get done because that was one of the biggest perks for kids. They wanted that rec space. They wanted that wellness center space. What is it now? What is driving a kid to a campus these days?
Oh, probably the ability to have it all, right?
Yeah.
The ability to be hybrid, but to be in person from a class standpoint. You have to have outstanding facilities, dining facilities, recreation facilities, classroom facilities. So, yeah, it's not just one thing anymore. It's everything.
Right. And I mean, it really always has been everything, but you're right. It, even from a perspective of hiring people, people want options. They want a little bit of everything. They want it all a little bit.
Yeah, they do. And you try to accommodate and try to renovate. So that's what we're doing right now is we're working on the Alumni Center. We just started a new campus facilities master plan that we're working on. There's a number of elements in there, so it's really exciting.
Okay, let's talk about this Alumni Center. How long has this been in the works?
In concept, about 20 years, probably. the MSUM Foundation is a separate 501c3 of the university. So they have their own board, and really they've been talking about this concept for about 20 years. When I started at MSUM 6 years ago, it was already part of our fundraising campaign, Vision 2020 campaign. And so we've been working on that fundraising portion for about 6 years. And we got to our goal about a year and a half ago, which was a $6 million goal. And we, at that point, engaged architects to complete the design. And now, just about 2 weeks ago, we broke ground and are tearing down the Newman Center and expect completion in August of 2024.
August of 2024. The renderings are pretty beautiful for it, too.
Yeah, it's a 16,000 square foot facility. It's got a 3,500 square foot event center that we will be able to host about 100 to 150 people in. And really, if you think about it, it's a place for the alumni to come home, right? Mm-hmm. It's really meant to be kind of that family room of campus. Our students have a student union. The alumni need a space too. That student union is currently always busy. It's a great space on campus. So we need something to bring our alums back to.
I love that.
Is this an issue at MSUM or is it just me? Isn't parking a real issue for not only the students, but for me?
Not anymore at MSUM. I would say we have ample parking. And so
the reason I said that is because Amy said that back in her day, she was trying to get the one-way situation on the streets changed.
Well, that's because I wanted them, the concept, the Wellness Center was a brand new concept at that time. Okay. And it was, you know, we were trying to get the fee on to get the wellness center, and then we were trying to come up with a concept and design, and we were trying to lobby the city commission at the time, or the city council, to take out that one way so we could put that wellness center right smack dab and then clear out that street and make parking.
Okay.
Now, so the parking design ended up much more thoughtful than we had anticipated it. But, you know, we were still in the brainstorming phases of it.
Okay, yeah. So parking is not the issue it once was.
Correct.
Miss you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
No, I don't think it is either. I mean, it was at one time. And I also just don't think your student population on campus is what it was at one time, right?
No, it's variable. You know, student populations kind of go up and down depending upon what's happening in the world at the time and what programs that we're offering. So it's, you know, we're at about 5,000 students currently at our peak back when you know, there was pain in parking and we were buying city lots and creating more parking space. We were probably about 9,000 students.
Are as many students driving as in years past, are more students walking?
That could be part of it. There is more housing near campus, so there could be some work going on there too.
Yeah, there has been a lot of housing just around the campus in general that has popped up. That's been really nice.
Yeah, downtown Morehead is really a nice array of options for students now.
Yeah. How many students for next year?
Projecting about flat, so we'll be about 5,000 again next year.
That's good.
Yeah, we'll take it at this point.
Let's take that. We were just saying on the break about how, you know, college has just changed. Colleges have changed to adapt to those students that are coming into it. Of course, I am like the biggest advocate of MSUM because I just think it's a gem, and it still is. And it's got amazing programs and amazing professors who care about their students, and that's really important. And you've got a little bit of everything without being too big of a campus.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's exciting. Okay, so this Alumni Center, wrapping up August of 2024.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, good. A new bucket list thing. So when's the new president coming to town?
President Designate Downs will start on July 1st. Yeah, really excited to have him on board.
You got a lot of fun things going on.
Lots of progress right now.
You're not
going
to be sleeping this summer. You got a lot to do.
We'll take it. We'll be ready.
Gary, thanks so much for joining us here on KFTO.
Thanks,
Appreciate
Amy.
Your
thanks,
time.
Thanks, Jack.